Welcome to Cinema Tea with JV. Every episode, I'm going to pour myself a cup of tea, and I'm going to talk about a movie that I watched. So, come and join me. Pour yourself a cup of tea, sit back, and listen to this episode of Cinema Tea with JV. Hello, lovely people, and welcome back to TVT this time. I'm drinking, I guess this time I'm drinking Bridgerton tea, the vanilla fruit tea, which I believe is called the Queen. I love it. It's real tasty. I realize now that I should have covered Bridgerton season 1 and 2, and I likely will at some point, but that will require a bit of a rewatch, so, you know, that's why I haven't covered it. And at this current moment, I've got other shit to talk about. Like, for example, the joyous return of the Umbrella Academy. So, all right. I have some feelings. I have some feelings about the Umbrella Academy just generally, and also low-key just about superhero media in generally, because it feels like, at this moment in time, a lot of the sort of the earnest superhero media is starting to flag out, it's starting to die a little bit, and it's taking a turn for the extremely dark. With the noted exception, I would say, of your Miss Marvels, your, well, that general type of show that's, like, definitely still aimed at that, like, teenage demographic. I think they're starting to take a turn for the dark and occasionally the gross and disgusting. Stay tuned for my boys review because we have 2 episodes left on that, and that's... So check back with me in 2 weeks, y'all. Oh boy, I'm gonna have a lot of thoughts. I'm gonna have a lot of thoughts on that one, let me tell ya. But we're talking today about the Umbrella Academy. Now, the Umbrella Academy, I've enjoyed the previous 2 seasons. I know that a lot of people had some strong thoughts on the 2nd season, and just sort of weren't here for it. Which, I'll be honest, I can understand why that would be. But I personally loved that season a lot because I liked the concept of, like, traveling back into history and, like, just what each of these characters would have been up to at various points, like, during that time period. It felt like a great character exploration and a great way to lead up to this 3rd season, which... Like, again, because the only way that you could really get to a 3rd season like this is if you, like, went all the way back with it. Like, you went all the way back with it, honey. and I think that they did that really effectively, which, you know, I thought that that was really effective in that season. But... Let's just get this out of the way right now. I think they handled the transition storyline from with Elliot Page going to Victor. I think that made a lot of sense. And if I recall correctly, I heard this yesterday. Shout out to my friends. Y'all know who you are. That Gerard Way made the adjustment in the comics as well, like, in terms of writing, which I thought was really sweet. I thought that was really cool. But I think this was a great way to handle this sort of change in story. Like, the way that this changed the story and, like, okay. The thing is, if a character, like, in the middle of a show that you're doing, transitions, the best thing that you can possibly do is transition the character right along with them and acknowledge the way that that, like, impacted the character beforehand. Like, I think it was done really well. And that it, like, it impacts the story a little bit, but not so much that, like, it changes everything. But it does change some things. It changes how certain dynamics work. And I thought that that was played, like, really well. In a way that also indicated that, like, everyone there was accepting of their sibling transitioning, and it was fine. Though people did have some confusion about, like, how do I interact with this person? How do I handle this? How do we make them feel loved and supported? Like, and I thought that this was, that was actually really good to show, because I think that sort of confusion, like familial confusion, is often about, like, okay, but how do we, like, properly support our family? Like, how do we do that? Like, and that actually is going to lead us right into talking about one of my favorite characters, because we all know in shows like this, I personally am always here for the Black woman whose voice is powerful. I'm always here for her. What I will say is, it's difficult to be on the side of somebody who is a person who can do mind control. It's real difficult to be, like, on the side of that person pretty much ever, because, like, their power fundamentally exists to, like, remove the willpower of others and make them do what you want them to do. And that is inherently an evil thing. So it was kind of nice to see Allison have her villain arc. Like, to have her, well, not even villain arc, but just her, like, and I think it was, I don't know. I think it's inherently a thing that, like, when you have a certain power that's gonna, like, that is morally questionable if you use it, so then you go through part of your life not using it. And, like, you use your power at that point only as a last resort, because, like, you know, it removes people's free will. You only do that if you've already been attacked and you're trying to make someone stop do that, like, you know, like, or if you're trying to, like, break into something, which, like, at that point, I don't know, but, like, there are obvious, like, uses of it, and I think we see that in the show, that, like, no, this is a purely sort of evil type of gift, type of ability. So Allison, throughout these last two seasons, throughout the last two seasons, had, like, her arc was such that it was, like, she had the power, then she lost it, then she, like, didn't want to use it, then, like, we saw how it fucked up her life when she did use it. So, you know, I can understand why, like, and also, again, like, she even says it in the thing, she's lost a lot of shit. Like, she's lost a lot over the course of the entire sort of thing, and that every time, like, she goes to, like, have her, like, restore her life in any way, in any sort of normalcy, the apocalypse happens, and it becomes, like, incredibly difficult to, like, manage to do anything. There is also the thing of, like, her powers grew a bit. Everyone's powers grew a bit this season, which I thought was really powerful. Like, her power sort of growing and changing, low-key to be a little bit Black Canary-ish, and I kind of love it. Like, but, you know, that's because I'm always looking for another Black Canary wherever I can find her. But I liked the way that her ability sort of began to shift and change. I even like the fact that she just out and out commits a fucking murder. she just out and out fucking kills a dude because, like, for reasons. Like, she's like, no, fuck that. Fuck this guy. I'm gonna kill him. And she just does. And, like, that was some dark shit, but, like, I liked seeing it because, I don't know, I like seeing her, like, be on her dark shit sometimes. Maybe it's just that as a, like, as a trans person, as a black femme person, I can identify with her a bit more. And also, like, I don't know, there is something about the whole, like, the whole your sibling caused an apocalypse twice. Like, your sibling nearly ended the world two separate times. It was a whole thing. And in your sibling ending the fucking world, like, you lost everything, and they're not made to, like, they apologize, and they're not made to suffer any consequences. And then everyone is celebrating them because they've discovered a thing about themselves, and you're sitting here like, girl, I've still lost everything. Well, boy, I've still lost everything. And you're just sitting here like, I don't like that I've lost everything, and that I just have to have lost everything in order for this to be, like, in order for all this to just, you know, be the way that this all is. I don't like that I have to do that. I don't like that I have to be that person. I don't know. It was nice to see their dynamic. It was nice to see them come together towards the end. But then at the very end, the very, very end of everything, where, like, well, okay, I should have mentioned spoilers and whatever before this, but, like, I would presume that if you're going to be, like, listening to this, that you will have watched this. It's not like with Stranger Things where the episodes are so goddamn long that you can't watch all of them all at once. Oh, and also that's next week's episode, by the way, is Stranger Things, so just be prepared for that. anyway, I think that Allison also being the one to choose that everybody else, including herself, gave up something to restore the timeline to be what it was, that was fascinating. That was absolutely fascinating. It was really interesting to see. But also, like, I cannot wait to see what the consequences of all of that are for when we get to, when we get to the bit where the world's been saved, everything's fine, but, like, what does that mean, and where are we, and, like, what is all of this? And, like, what's going to go on with all of everyone's powers and gifts and whatever. I can't wait to see what that's going to be. I'm 98% sure they've been greenlit for a season 4. If they haven't, Netflix, I will end all of you. I will end all of you if you cancel this fucking show. Like, you, I will destroy you. Do not cancel this show before giving us a season 4. All I want is for this show to, like, wrap, like, just fully wrap itself up. That's all I actually want. I want it to have, like, an ending where it's a concrete ending and we know that it's done. And if I trust anyone to give us that, it's the producers of this show. I think that that's a thing that they probably want to do. And I think that next season would be the one in which they would do it. And I look forward to that. If that is a thing that we get, I look forward to that. Now, I wanted to talk about some of my favorite characters this season. Fucking Luther being a love-struck himbo is my favorite thing on the planet. I love him. I love him so much. He is so very sweet, and he's my absolute favorite, and I love him to pieces, and I want nothing but the best for my big, tall boy, who is so excited to meet a lady, and then he meets a lady, and she's excited and, like, likes him and is sweet, and I want nothing but the best for my man. That's it. Anyway, sorry, I'm gonna stop getting weird about him, but I liked his character arc this season. I think it was really sweet, and I think that, you know, I think it was nice. It was nice and deserved. I think Diego has gone through some shit. And I think Diego has just always just had a lot of shit going on. I honestly forgot that bit about last season where, like, he and whatever her name is. I feel so bad that I forgot her name, but, like, she is one of my favorite characters of the season, but I just forgot who she was. Was it? I forgot what her name was, but regardless, she was, I think she was my actual standout favorite because she's unhinged. And I love the unhinged power mimic. Like, I love the unhinged power mimic. She's so fun. I think, Five was on his shit this season. And I liked seeing it, and I liked seeing him just be sort of like, child, I'm so over this. I don't want to deal with the apocalypse, but I guess we've gotta. I think having a different version of Reginald Hargreaves was interesting. I don't care much for most of the Sparrows. I'll be honest, they were not interesting to me. Most of them were kind of boring, but that was sort of the point. I think I don't think we were supposed to like them. So when they started dying, I was just sort of like, oh, honestly, I'm not that mad about them dying. Like that main first dude, I was like, ugh. Yeah, no, him dying was kind of a blessing. But, like, I don't know. I enjoy this show. I think that this season is their best season of all three. I think that this is that they handled everything beautifully. I think this is a masterclass in how you should handle someone's transition. Like, including showing how other characters will correct, language that people are using, which I think is good. And I think, like, seeing that adjustment happen and have it be, like, easy for some and then, like, take slightly longer for others, but, like, that everyone comes around and everything. And I just, I liked seeing that. That was really nice to see. So this makes it our last TV show of Pride Month. Ooh, that's fun. I just want to say again, thank you guys so much for listening to this show. It makes me really happy to know that people want to hear me rant about a TV show that I spent a lot of time watching. But I'm going to try to do two more movies in the next couple days. Fire Island is coming. That one is coming on Thursday. I'm also going to try to do another queer movie with fire in the title. Portrait of a Lady on Fire. You know which one I'm fucking talking about. Because I wanted to see that, and I have access to it, so I'm gonna try to give that a watch, and I'll let you know what I think of that. And I'm gonna try to have that one out for you literally tomorrow. For the Umbrella Academy season 3, I give it an A-. I think that, I don't want to necessarily give it an A or an A+, but I want to give it an A-, because I think it's, like, I think it's a really good show, and I think it's one of the best shows that I watched this season, a full season of, in, like, a short amount of time. I thought it was great, and I just really, I liked it a lot, and I liked it a lot, and each reveal felt more interesting, and each episode felt more interesting than the last one. And that's really all I can ask for. So I do recommend that people watch this season if you, you know, have an interest in shows like this one. And if you don't, then maybe skip it, because it's not... Whoop, sorry, got cut off there for a wee little second. Anyway, as I was, like, trying to say goodbye to y'all. So, thank you guys so much for listening. Be well. Do as much good work as you possibly can. I will see y'all hopefully tomorrow with Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and stay safe out there, y'all.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Cinema Tea with JV. If you like the show, please leave a rating or a review, 5 stars, please, and let me know what you liked about it. You can also leave recommendations for what movies I should cover in the actual review itself. I would greatly appreciate that. If you feel like following me on social media, feel free to do so. I'm at Red Black Golden on pretty much all social media. You can follow the show account specifically at CinemaTJV on Twitter. And in general, I would totally appreciate it if you would be maybe willing to share the show with a friend or two, get them listening, see if you can get that going. Anyway, I won't take up too much more of your time. Y'all stay safe out there now, you hear?